This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the White House wants more money to attract more young talent to government. A new survey to help gauge military readiness. And Veterans Affairs has asked for a bigger budget, but it's actually trying to reduce the size of its workforce. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Biden administration is eyeing more investments for federal early career hiring in fiscal 2025. The Office of Personnel Management wants to create a mentoring program for younger talent in government, along with a rotational program meant for early career feds. Currently, just about 8% of the federal workforce is under 30 years old. That's compared with about 20% in that age range in the private sector. The White House is asking for about $466 million in discretionary spending for OPM overall. OPM is also looking at a possible new approach to try to help the HR workforce. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more on that.
Supporting the government's human resources employees has been a priority for the Biden administration. So has expanding federal internships. Now OPM is seeking to combine the two. Sometime in the next year, OPM says it'll pilot a government-wide internship program specifically for HR. In theory, the program would improve early career recruitment while also boosting federal HR, a sector of the workforce that's faced years of challenges. The pilot internship program is one strategy that OPM included in its fiscal 2025 budget request just this week. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
Calling the Small Business Administration's efforts insufficient, Senator Joni Ernst is demanding the agency take more actions to implement a 2023 law. In a letter to SBA, the Small Business Committee ranking member says the agency must do more to make sure grantees say how they are spending federal money. Ernst says a provision in the 2023 Consolidated Appropriations Bill requires SBA to collect this information, such as the percentage of total costs financed through federal funding and the total amount of money SBA awarded the grantee. The Iowa Republican wants SBA to answer six questions by May 1st about how it's meeting the funding disclosure requirements. A new health survey will help the Defense Department assess its overall readiness. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The Defense Department will conduct a survey to improve healthcare policy and health program for service members. The survey will allow the department to assess the impact health-related issues have on overall readiness. It's being fielded to over 250,000 randomly selected active duty service members. Survey answers are confidential, and participants' responses will not be shared with the department in a way that can identify service members. The survey is entirely voluntary and will be completed on May 3rd. An executive summary will be available upon the survey's completion. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Craig Martell, the Pentagon's first permanent chief digital and artificial intelligence officer, will depart from his role in April. Radha Plum, the deputy undersecretary of defense for acquisition and sustainment, will take over the role on April 8th. Martell left his position at the ride-hailing company Lyft to lead the Pentagon's efforts to adopt data, analytics, and artificial intelligence across the department. During his tenure, he was tasked with launching the Global Information Dominance Experiment and providing a minimum viable capability for combined joint all-domain command and control. The reasons for his departure from the position are still unclear. A key cybersecurity executive is leaving federal service. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has those details.
Brian Conrad, the acting director of FedRAMP, the cloud security program, is stepping down. Sources confirm his last day is March 22nd. Conrad has been the acting director of FedRAMP since January 2021 and has worked at GSA's program management office since 2018. It's unclear who'll step into the acting role at FedRAMP once Conrad leaves, but a GSA spokesperson tells Federal News Network that the agency will have interim leadership set up in the near future, and they're building a strong leadership team to support FedRAMP. The cloud security program is about to enter a real period of change with OMB finalizing new guidance. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is looking for a big budget boost while also cutting the size of its healthcare workforce. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman explains.
The VA is asking Congress for a nearly $400 billion budget in fiscal 2025. That's a 20% increase from enacted spending levels. But the department is also counting on having 10,000 fewer employees at the Veterans Health Administration. Laura Duke is VHA's chief financial officer. She says VHA will lower its headcount through attrition because the agency far exceeded its hiring goals last year and because it's seen higher than expected retention rates.
We don't have to keep hiring in order just to stay steady state the way that we did during the pandemic.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
And VA is looking to permanently house 41,000 veterans experiencing homelessness this year. Among its goals, the VA is also trying to ensure 95% of veterans placed in housing stay in housing this year. The VA says the number of veterans experiencing homelessness has fallen 5% since 2020 and by more than 50% since 2010. The department, as part of its outreach, is also making sure formerly homeless veterans stay in housing by offering VA health care and job training, as well as legal and education assistance. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com, search Federal Newscast, and subscribe to the Federal Newscast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric White.